The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. In a November 14th Terrace City Council meeting, Council approved funds for an interim community safety officer. Director of Development Services for the city, David Block, explained the history of the CSO position in Terrace, which started just last year with funding from the Union of BC Municipalities.
We first applied for funding in 2021. We received funding from BC Municipalities for a downtown safety officer position. That was their grant title, so it's in effect a community safety officer. That funding was in effect from July of 21 to July of 22. We were eligible to reapply, and we did earlier this year for funding for another one-year grant-funded position, and we received confirmation of that in late August, early September. So we have been interviewing and have now had an individual accept that position starting hopefully sometime in the next few weeks yet, but he's relocating from out of town. But recently we've applied again to UBCM. We have an opportunity and we've submitted an application for a second one-year funded position through the UBCM and also have applied to Northern Development Initiative Trust for funding for two positions starting in 2023. And the funding, if approved, would fund those positions for three-year terms.
Even if funding is approved for more CSO positions, the city asked council to allocate a total of $50,000 for the hire of an interim CSO. Block explained why the city felt that the interim position is necessary.
So the interim funding that council approved last night will allow us to hire a CSO to start within the next 2 weeks and come on board. That will bridge that gap until we get confirmation of some permanent funding or some longer-term grant funding. If that's approved, we transition that individual probably into one of those longer grant-funded positions.
$30,000 of that budget will go towards the wages for the officer, while the remaining $20,000 will be used for the purchase of safety equipment like protective vests and portable radios. Block also explained more about what the various funds would be used for if their applications were approved.
So we do have the grant applications have funding for wages, but also for equipment, clothing, uniforms, and training. Council also approved a budget that will augment that for our existing bylaw compliance officers for equipment and also for additional training as it becomes available moving forward. So we have some flexibility in the range of, I guess, funding that would be in place either with the grant-funded positions with some training or through the budget council approved.
Terrace's interim CSO position has a tentative start date of November 28th, according to Block, and will be training in the field with current bylaw compliance officers. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.